The Priesthood and Me by Jordan Monson Wright, based on a true story. October 17, 2004. Today in primary, we talked about how Travis and Luke will become deacons next year. They'll be able to pass the sacrament then. But it made me wonder, why don't I get the priesthood too? October 18, 2004. We went to a corn maze for family home evening and got so lost. While we were walking around, I asked Dad about the priesthood. He said boys and girls have different responsibilities. He also said that whenever someone serves in a church calling, they're using priesthood power, both women and men. I didn't know that. November 1st, 2004. I couldn't focus on my homework today. Mom asked what was wrong. I guess I'm still wondering about the priesthood. She said when she has a question that doesn't have a clear answer, she puts it on the back burner of her mind. She doesn't ignore the question, but she doesn't let it crowd out all the things she does understand. She has the faith to wait for answers, and she trusts that Heavenly Father knows what's best. That's okay, I guess, but I hate waiting. November 2nd, 2004. A cool thing happened today. Mom said maybe I should pray about my question. So I went to my room and asked Heavenly Father to help me understand why boys get the priesthood and girls don't. I can't even explain what happened next. I felt warm all over. I think Heavenly Father was trying to tell me that He loves me just as much as He loves Travis or Luke or my brothers or anyone. I felt so happy. And when I get old enough to have a church calling, I'll be using priesthood power too. December 1st, 2004. Auditions for the school play are tomorrow. I'm so nervous. What if I forget my lines? Mom said I could ask Dad for a blessing, and he blessed me to not feel too nervous in the play. I feel a little better now. Dad told me that giving a blessing is an act of service for someone else, just like everything else we do at the priesthood. He said that when he needs a blessing, he asks our home teachers. I'd never thought about it that way. March 20th, 2005. I'm 12 now. My birthday was pretty crazy because it was also the last performance for the play. I only forgot one line. So today was Sunday, and I had my first meeting as part of the Beehive presidency. We talked about what we can do to help Sarah feel comfortable at church. I had no idea. Then I remembered what the bishop had said when he set me apart for my new calling. He said that God would help me know the needs of the girls in my class. When I remembered that, I had an idea of an activity that Sarah might like. March 27th, 2005. Sarah loved our activity on Wednesday and even came to church today. Travis and Luke are both passing the sacrament now. I think I understand what Dad meant about all of us having different jobs. We use priesthood power in different ways, but we all serve each other.
January 1st, 2018. Hello, old journal. I'm 24 now, and wow, I've learned a lot. I understand way more about the priesthood now than I did when I was 12. If you're looking for answers, don't stop. Heavenly Father and Jesus love you and want to bless you. End of the article, The Priesthood and Me, by Jordan Monson Wright. Read by Eden Reinwand and Lindsay Hepworth.